Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to be back a couple days out of the country in Ecuador, and it was very cool. So anyways, I'm so glad you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, and we've got an amazing show for you today. I've got Spence here with us. How are you doing, Spence?
Everything's well here at the studio.
Okay, and my longtime friend, Coach Ron Tunick, is in the studio with me today, and I'm so excited to be joining with you.
Good morning. Let me put my donut down.
You don't do that, do you?
No.
You eat actually very healthy.
I do. What did you bring back from Ecuador? Did you have anything?
Gosh, what did we bring back? Coffee?
Grape leaves? Do they have grape
leaves? Bananas. Lots of banana trees, I'm telling you, you know?
Yeah.
But we didn't bring... We actually just were... It was adventurous. It was totally adventurous. Spence, you saw some of my pictures
on Facebook,
right?
Yeah, there's a big pig.
Yeah, how did you get it in that pan? I don't know. I tell you, they don't
right
have...
Right on the Market Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
wow.
Very cool. The only thing they told us to be a little careful is pickpocketing, but... I like held my purse and it was good. So anyways, also joining us today is Cheryl Jones. How are you doing, Cheryl?
Great, thank you. Good morning.
How's your acting class going?
I'm having too much fun. It's scary.
It's scary?
It's scary to be happy.
There you go. I love it. Well, anyways, I do want to remind anybody that if you're just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that we talk about the brighter side of life, and that's what we do here. So today, I do want to remind you that if you miss any part of our show, you can go on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen there. Also on iTunes. It's all downloaded there. Also, become one of our friends on Facebook, and that's where you find out what's going on in the 805. Also, if you have something that you want us to spread the news about, an event coming up or your business, and you want to just get out there a little further, give us a call at 805-419-0008. Or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I do want to do a little shout out to all the winners last week, Greg and Michael and Carmen and Colin and Mary. Congratulations. We had tons of callers, and I do want to give out our phone number right now at 805-419-0008. Spence, tell everybody what we've got to give away.
We have Fred Cavalli Theater. That's at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, the most popular and sought-after big band in the world. For concerts is the Glenn Miller Orchestra, playing all those great songs, the classics from the Glenn Miller Orchestra, formed way back. Well, the new one was formed back in the late 50s. We know Glenn Miller was huge during the 30s and 40s, and so we have tickets to that. We also have the Ventura Film Society, bringing people together in the dark. I love that. Six... screenings are going to be happening at season 6, and a lot of fun there too, a lot of great movies, and that is actually in downtown Ventura, and I think we are going to bagel up too. Bagels,
yeah.
Very nice to have, and this is the classic Baker's Dozen from Noah's, which means you get 13, and Taste of Caneo. We'll have to ask about Bogopod with a coach.
There you go. All right, and that's thanks to Coach bringing those in. What is that? What do we got in there?
A lot of stuff. You got a free jerseys, Mike, a free beer, a free this, a free that. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, lots of goodies.
A lot of good stuff.
I even see MB2. I've got, my kids love that.
There's a cake, a cupcake.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had a cupcake since Winchell's Donuts. Remember Tommy Winchell's Donuts?
Yeah. Do they even have those anymore?
I don't think so. No.
Anyways, but we've got lots to give away. So right now, write this phone number down, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. I do want to tell you about our show today and our guest. We've got Jason Womack, and he's the author of Your Best Just Got Better, Work Smarter, Think Bigger, and Make More. You know all about that.
Well, you know, and he's really one of the good guys.
He really is.
Really one of the good guys in Ventura County, him and his wife.
But
I love his book, Your Best Just Got Better, work smarter, think bigger, make more.
Yeah, he's got so much enthusiasm. I mean, I love that. You know, I just saw something last night where, you know, it's all about just feel that energy, get going. You know, that's what it's all about. And Jason's definitely going to get us going. Also, we're going to be talking with Chris Crowley, and his book is the author of Thinner This Year. Thank you. Yeah, Thinner This Year. And so a diet and exercise program for living strong, fit, and sexy. Last, we'll be talking with Julie Doring, and we're going to talk about 100% the your formula. And
can you really get thin? We just got back from Vegas. There was nobody thin in Vegas. I mean, I would say 90% of everybody looked like they were overweight.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because we were just in Ecuador, and let me tell you, all I ate was fresh fish, fresh vegetables, and fruit. And
How did the people look in Ecuador? Were they overweight?
There was still some people overweight, yeah. And it's supposed to be, go figure. I don't know. We'll figure that out. Anyways, I do want to invite you to listen, and I'm so glad you're here. So let's get started. Let's bring our first guest on, and Jason Womack, are you there?
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I'm just up the road in Ojai today.
Oh, you're close. We should have came in. We loved when you came in last time. So
that was so fun. Well, Jody's not with me today, so, you know, it's always the dynamic duo.
I know. I was just saying that, how strong your bond is with your wife. I love that. So,
I really appreciate it, what you just shared about that enthusiasm or energy, and it only comes from, and I know this about me, but it only comes from hanging out with the people I hang out with.
And
I think that's why this show works so well, is because the people who choose in, you know, they're spending this hour with you, and that gives them energy. I think a lot of people think that energy is some kind of a manufactured or inside out thing. I totally get that it's an outside in thing.
Ooh, I like how you put that. That really makes a lot of sense, because I really believe that it's all about the people that you hang out with. Everybody needs their own cheerleading team, you know? People that love and admire what they do, and you want to be with them. They add to your life. That's what it's all about.
Well, we found that, you know, Jody and I, we've been hanging out for quite some time together, and we've started a couple of businesses together. So anyone who's listening who really wants to complicate their life, go start a business with your spouse. You two know that one.
Yes.
But what I found was every time I walked away from having a conversation with someone, every time I left a phone call, even when I click send on an email, when I think of that person, I either want to be closer to them or I actually want to get away from them. And over the past couple of decades, I've just spent more and more of my own life saying, okay, who is it I want to be closer to? I'm going to spend more time with them. And, you know, a lot of times people say, Jason, I've got these negative influences. You know, how do I get them out of my life? You don't. You simply bring in positive influences and spend more time with them.
Right. Or remove yourself. Correct?
And yes, and removing myself means I have to go somewhere. And removing myself to go somewhere, the way the brain works is we're going to go to what's comfortable. And I don't want to get all heady on everybody this morning, this early, but we will tend to replicate the situations that we just had if those situations are normal.
Mm.
We talk a lot about comfort zone, right? So what's comfortable? I mean, I'll ask everyone listening, like, how many times is it comfortable to hit the snooze alarm in the morning? And you've got that down. So some people say, oh, I hit the snooze alarm 3 times. Some people say, oh, I don't hit it any time.
Yeah,
Or how many times do you throw the alarm clock up against the wall? You know, hey, Jason, your book, Your Best, You Got Better, just got better. It's a great read. But let me go back to the energy thing for a second, because as an employer, over the years, either the ones that get promoted, the people that seem to do better socially, their energy level is distinctly different, isn't it?
I believe it is, and then if we source that, right, so where does energy come from? And, you know, I'm going to get all California on us, but there's a certain aspect of self-care and self-awareness that actually produces that energy. So if you kind of reverse engineer it, I mean, what's that old example, right? Every oak tree was at one time an acorn. You hold this little acorn in your hand, you go, no way, this becomes that? But inside of that, all it needed was a little bit of air, a little bit of water, a little bit of dirt, a little bit of sunlight, and it could grow. So we need to put ourselves in a position where we are fed things that feed us so that we can step in. I want to go down this real quick tangent of reinforcement theory of what I'm reinforced for, I will actually repeat or replicate. So is there anything, if you're a small business owner, if you're a large business manager, if you can look out this week and if you can reinforce employees, coworkers, even bosses for the things that you want them to do more of, just watch what happens.
So, okay, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Coach Ron Tunick here with me, and so glad Cheryl Jones Spence, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We're talking with Jason Womack right now, and his book is Your Best Just Got Better. You know, I like that. Instead of telling all the people that all the things that are wrong and that you don't like, if you look at, I'm a hair therapist, when I sit down and have somebody sit in my chair and I say, tell me all the things you love about them yourselves, and they look at me like, really? You know, but as we start to tell them, I'm like, oh my god, you got beautiful eyes, you've got a nice tan, you've got this, it's like they open up, right? And they feel better about themselves. So if we live our life like that, just really giving out really great compliments and really looking at the brighter side, that's what this show is all about.
I'll do a little parenting stuff out there, only because there's probably quite a few people listening in that have this whole company at home called Business of Life. But there's a lot of research out there right now on the distinction between reinforcing effort and reinforcing effect or product. So a lot of people will look at, oh, wow, you know, my son or daughter got straight A's in school. My son or daughter got a great test score. The theory and practice that's coming out right now, and this is out of schools like Harvard and Stanford, so I kind of trust it, the more we reinforce the product that someone created, the actual limit is placed on there. When we acknowledge and reinforce the effort that went into that, there's a growth component that happens. So, you know, for people listening to this, it's not just running around telling people they look great, that they're wonderful, that you're a happy, positive person. It's really much more, it's much deeper than that, almost like on a cellular level. The cells in our body, they want to know what to do. They're pre-programmed to know what to do. We show up in life, and quite frankly, it's a guessing game most days.
Yeah, I get that. And you know what's interesting? I was gone for a little while and on a trip, and I just got back. And I have to tell you, the biggest lesson that I learned is that I never want to be so busy that I really can't think. And sometimes we're all just surviving instead of thriving. And I really think that, you know, maybe that's why meditation, you know, is so good for you, or stepping away from whatever situation is and really looking at your life and making good choices and knowing, like you just said, if it doesn't feel good, to know that that's not where you want to be.
I actually wrote an article for a business magazine called Entrepreneur Magazine for small business, medium business owners. And the title of the article was, if you want to be successful, you'll have to be more selfish. Mm. And it was one of the articles that got the most interaction, because I think I really put my finger on something that intuitively we know, that even consciously we may think, but we're raised in this culture where, you know, I mean, as a kid, I had a brother and a sister, and every time we got something, my mom said, share with your brother and sister. And I mean, even as a kid, I realized that's not sharing. That's giving two-thirds of my stuff to people I don't like.
I love it. That's so true.
And so it's this idea of, you know, what is selfish? And I just replaced the word selfish with self-care.
Self-care. I love it. Or self-love, you know?
If you're getting to the office, and usually by 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in most office environments, people around me are dehydrated and they have not been fueled appropriately. They haven't had the right nutrition that day. And if we're working in a stressful culture, we're working in a business that's hanging on, we're about to head back to a family where there's some crisis happening, are you telling me that the best you can do for yourself is to let yourself get dehydrated and not eat right during the day? It's like, how am I going to respond if I walk into a situation like that?
Right. Totally agree.
Well, how is that considered selfish? If you're loving yourself, you're taking care of yourself, you want to be the best that you can be, so you can give it back. So first you have to go within and love yourself, right? Find that joy and then release it and give it back. So that's what you were saying. It's not about just being positive. You have to realize you are, and you are all of that you're giving. Is that what you're saying by taking it to a cellular level from the inside out, actually?
And you know, we did this very practically when I decided to leave teaching. I interviewed teachers who had stayed in the teaching profession. I had interviewed teachers who'd left the teaching profession, mm-hmm. and I interviewed people who had never been in the teaching profession. And I was looking for some of these common denominators of happiness, unhappiness, engagement, non-engagement. And, you know, I'd say for anybody thinking of doing anything, I mean, gosh, when Jody and I got married, we interviewed married couples. We interviewed married couples with kids, married couples without kids, married couples who'd been divorced and remarried.
So you're saying now I have to say, Jason, I don't do it that way. I jump in. Okay. I jump in and I kind of like learning on the job, you know, and maybe that isn't the right way. And I have had friends that say, oh my gosh, Kim, I don't know how you just jump in, and they interview everybody and they make sure everything's perfect and, you know, and then they take their leap.
So Jason, what was the common denominator? From all of these people you've observed and studied over the years, you're an expert in this field. So you tell me, what was the common denominator? Because I feel whole. I love myself. I'm single. But I've been experiencing so much joy lately. The more I realize who I am and love who I am, I'm becoming the woman I always wanted to be.
Put the coffee down, girl.
Yeah, you know. So I'm having so much fun being single right now. And I look back and I see the mistakes I made when I was married. You tell me, what's the common denominator that you've seen throughout the years?
I really acknowledge that statement. And it's one, I think 50 to 100 years from now, we're going to look back and go, how did we used to say that? and the comment is, you know, being single. Mm. And it's a weird way for me to look at it, because the joy, the abundance, the quality, the light that you bring when you walk into a group of girlfriends, a room, your work. I mean, people smile at you when you're stuck in traffic on the 101 because you've got that presence.
Weird places, yeah, coffee bean.
Absolutely.
I make friends. I was slapping girls high five, people I don't even know, just laughing with them. I don't know, it's just bubbling out. So I'm having so much fun. Good.
Jason, you know what? I want to bring this back to you, because what are we going to find in your book? Give us, what would you recommend us to do to be our best?
Wow, there's a loaded question, Kim. In the middle of the book, I call it unpack. I unpack this concept that the life, and I'm going to be pretty stereotypical in general, but it'll usually help give someone at least a bookmark. The life we live is generally about average of the five people who we let influence us the most.
Totally agree with that. Yeah.
And when I say influence us or let influence us, if you, those of you listening right now, if you could bring to mind someone who you've had a conversation with in the past week or so, where after a long, tough, challenging, difficult, or hard day, they listened to you about that long day, they were there listening empathically, they felt sorry for you, they were right there with you, that conversation influenced you. It suddenly kind of made it comfortable to talk about how hard, challenging, difficult, or overwhelming things are. Now I go into the next week, I have a hard, challenging, difficult day, I'm actually going to look for someone who will listen to me talk about how bad things are. It's subtle. The magazines that people subscribe to. So if you take a look at home, when you get there tonight, look at the magazines on your nightstand, your coffee table, open up to the 5th, 6th, 7th page. On that page, there's the editorial staff. Up on top of that page, there's one person who decided what every page that article magazine was going to have. The 4 feature articles, the 22 checklist articles, and every advertisement. When I realize that every magazine I subscribe to, there's one person who's letting me know what they think the most important things are, I just questioned that. So, it's a lot of me talking, but be very, very picky, choosy, careful, selective about who you let influence you over the next week, and just watch what happens.
I love it. Jason, thank you so much. Jason Womack, his book, Your Best Just Got Better, Work Smarter, Think Bigger, and Make More. Love when you come on, and love to have you again.
Thank you. Happy spring, everybody. It's right around the corner.
You got it. And say hi to your wonderful wife.
Consider it done.
You got it. All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. I'm so glad that you are here, starting your day in a positive way, looking at the brighter side. And we are in the 805 right now. And Spence, what are we going to give away?
I say we go with some bagels. It's nice and early on a Saturday, so let's give away a free baker's dozen of bagels. That's 13, count them, 13 from Noah's.
There you go. Also, if you're up and about right now, mention, go in to Noah's right here.
Well, how do you win the bagels? Can I call in and win?
Yeah, absolutely. All you have to do is call 805-419-0008. But go in and talk to Ron. Wasn't he great?
Sweet, and he was just so nice. I love that place.
Yeah, anyways, go in and talk to Ron, and he'll give you a cup of coffee on the Kim Pagano Show over at Noah's. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, you know, I thank you so much for all those calls there. I do want to give out our phone number again, 805-419-0008. All you have to do is give us a call, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and which one you're calling about. And one of the team members will get back with you. And I thank you for all your calls. Coach, you were talking about, one thing that Jason kind of left out, right, is starting your day.
Not that we left out, but
to add to it.
You know, Jason's a business life coach. I'm a business coach. I don't do life coaching. I'm working with executives like yourself most of the time. But, you know, I was just sharing with Cheryl during the break. When you wake up in the morning, the first thought should be gratitude. The first thought should be thank you, and whether it's your God, my God, I don't care who's God, but you know, there is a higher being.
No, I totally agree, and you're right. You can't start your day unhappy if you do that.
When you start your day with gratitude, you can't be angry. There's no way when you start your day with really genuine gratitude that you can be angry at anybody, including yourself.
That's true.
Before you have your cup of coffee, you know, thank whatever. And I say God.
I can't wait to share this guy, one of our guests, with you. In fact, Spence, I think you have the book, but Miracle Morning. And let me tell you, I've been doing it every day. No, not right now, but I gave it to you before. You know, he was hit by a drunk driver, but this guy is so motivated, and he does his Miracle Morning every morning. Before 8 o'clock, you can meditate, be grateful, you know, do kind of get your list together, self-care, kind of like what Jason said. Do all that, and you're ready to rock and roll for the whole day.
Yeah, how true.
So, we have so much to be thankful for. Just being born in this country, I mean, you can start there, or if you're tall, dark, and handsome like I am, you start there.
Oh, brother, here we go.
Or a hot blonde like
made.
You.
Yeah, there you go.
A wonderfully made like I am. Yeah, all of us women.
See,
a wonderfully
there you
made.
Go.
Yes.
All right, well, our next guest is Chris Crowley, and he's going to talk about thinner this year. And, God, I thought I was going to be thinner this year. I really did, darn it.
You just started. Give
I know,
some time.
Exactly. So that's why I figure, you know, a couple months into it, now it's ready to.
It's early.
So, Chris, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Pleasure to be here. So where are you all located?
We're up in Ventura in California.
Lucky kids. I'm in Aspen, Colorado.
Oh, okay. You know, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's not too lucky, is he?
You'll be pleased to hear that when I walked out the door yesterday morning, I fell down and twisted my leg into a horrendous shape, so I'm not skiing, so it ain't that perfect, but it will be soon.
That's the worst slipping in the ice there, I tell you. I did it out there. I did that out there.
So, Chris, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show here in Ventura County, California.
You bet.
So, thinner this year. I like the cover of your book. It's a very attractive cover. So, honestly, I just got back from Vegas. You just got back from Ecuador. Cheryl, where'd you get back from?
Home.
Nobody's, you know, I mean, you're born. I think you're just born skinny. I hate skinny people, but I think you're just born skinny.
They're a curse.
Huh?
Thin people are a curse.
Yeah, I mean, if I was thin, I would be eating 10 times a day.
How do you feel about that, Tom? You're in shape. You're really in shape.
I'm heavy, though. I'm very heavy.
Muscular, though.
But you know what? It's all about working out.
It's muscle.
It's about
muscle
working
is
your
heavy.
Body. When I came back, I decided that I am going to get rid of my stomach. You know, that
good
middle
for
life.
You, Kim.
Good luck
so
with
I
that.
So I've been doing sit-ups. I know, that is it.
Good
okay,
luck.
But Chris, come on. Can you help
all
me
right,
out
Chris,
here?
All right, Chris, how do you get
let me
thinner?
Help you out this way about getting rid of that tummy tum tum. Let me just tell you this to motivate you a little tiny bit. You know, we all tend to think of fat as just being, you know, and it's not great looking, but it just sits there. Congratulations. However, it's much worse than that. Fat is seriously toxic. It's a huge source of inflammation, and the fat around your stomach, your adipose fat, is the worst source of inflammation in your body. It makes you sick, kills you dead. So not only is it funny looking, but it's killing you. How do you like that idea?
Yeah. Okay, so how do we get
that
rid of it?
That motivates you a little?
I don't know about that.
Get rid of that puppy.
Okay.
No, but seriously, you know, we're all adults. We all hear it every day. You're not an adult, but the four of us are adults. You know, the 350 million Americans, we get it. We hear it. We see it. We feel it. How come we're not thinner?
We get it, but we don't get it. We don't get any idea of how important it is. You know, we get lied to all day long. We get lied to by dumb books. We get lied to certainly by the big food manufacturers. We're told we're eating good stuff when, in fact, we're eating slop. The American diet, the North American diet, is the source of most diseases and death. It's just a torture, and we got to get over it. We got to make fundamental changes, and people don't have any notion of how serious it is. And I'm not a you know, I don't eat kale and greens and all that kind of stuff, but I sure have learned an awful lot about just how bad the regular American diet is. And guess what? It's dreadful. It's killing us dead.
Chris, are you lean and fat and skinny?
I'm very fit and healthy because I work out like a crazy person 6 days a week and I weigh 700 pounds. No, I don't, but I'm not as thin as I'd like to be.
Okay. Are we ever happy?
Yeah, you bet. I'm happy all the time.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's not, I mean, it's not the working out. I agree with Chris. It's what we're putting in our mouth. So give us your diet. What'd you have for breakfast?
First of all, I was such a good kid. I had, what was that cereal we have, Hillary? Beans with G. Granola, a little bit of granola and a bunch of blueberries. That's not a bad start. And skimmed milk.
So, Chris, how does your book differ from other diet books and fitness books?
Wait a second. Don't you want to hear his diet?
Well, he just told me what granola, he ate.
He has granola for breakfast. What about for
granola
lunch?
Granola and berries.
What about for lunch?
Berries, one-third granola, a little milk. That'll see you through. And it goes through your body slowly, which is very important. You guys know about all that?
So it levels your blood sugar?
Yeah.
It stabilizes your blood sugar.
Your body slowly, which so you don't have sugar spikes and insulin spikes and wreck the insulin system.
What if you don't eat breakfast? What if you're
bad?
You're
that's
a crazy
bad.
Woman. I'm sorry to be so
what
stern.
Should you take with you?
You don't take it with you. You got to sit down and eat your breakfast. It's the most
you're
important.
Naughty.
Everybody
Cheryl.
Tells you it's the most important
I have a lot
meal
of
day.
Bad habits
Guess
that have
why?
Worked for me.
It's the most important meal of the day.
What?
Not to do it.
No, breakfast.
Breakfast?
Seriously.
Yeah.
No,
breakfast.
I'm agreeing with Chris. You're a naughty girl.
Hey,
yes.
This is not a gray area. Everybody agrees.
Okay,
everybody.
So we know your granola, the berries. Okay, what about for lunch?
Lunch. Well, I was particularly virtuous today. It was a pain. I had quinoa salad and kale. I hate kale,
ooh.
But it was really pretty good.
I love
quinoa
kale.
Quinoa is pretty good. Quinoa salad, some Greek olives, a little bit of feta that's cheese, good. And some cut up cucumber.
Yeah.
And what?
Hear Hillary in the background
Hillary
coaching
the background
him up.
Telling me what who I am, reminding me of my name. But anyhow, if you can eat that kind of stuff for lunch, you'll live forever. Christ, I mean, heavens.
Okay, so, what are we going to do here? I mean, how do we change our diet and change our... It's all about clean eating, isn't it?
Yeah, but it depends what you think clean eating is, you know? You have to know what's going on. May I just orate for 30 seconds? One of the great problems in America is we don't know what's good. We get lied to so darn much. We're lied to by the food companies. People write books that don't have a clue about what they're doing. I don't either, but I wrote a book with a wonderful nutritionist who's got a PhD, then spent 4 years at Harvard Medical School studying all this stuff through a microscope, and she really knows. There is real knowledge out there, but it's hard to get. Find a book that's got real stuff in it. This year is it's all true, which makes things a lot easier. Once you know that, you can start eating the good stuff. For example, it makes a ton of sense to have half the stuff on your plate be fruit and veg. It just plain does. Another quarter ought to be whole grains, not refined grains, not white pasta, not white bread and so on, but non-refined grains. And the rest of it ought to be some kind of protein. Easy peasy. Do that for the rest of your life and you're all set. And don't eat as much.
Okay, so here's a question. You know, we're all different sizes, okay?
Yep.
And
yep.
How do you know what your amount is? What's good for you? I mean, I
go
think
get
that's...
Get yourself a 9-inch plate and eat off of that, you'll be doing okay. Even if, no matter what. I know you vary in size. Eat a little less if you're small, but if we can solve the big problems, if we can get away from the mega doses of food that we all eat now, then we can worry about details for customizing it for individuals.
There's a great story of a woman who inherited some dishes, you know, fine china from her great-grandmother.
Right.
And she did you hear the story?
No. I know how big the plates were, though.
Exactly. She wanted to get them duplicated, or she wanted to find a series. And she said, can I have some more of these serving plates?
Platters, yeah.
And it ended up, no, she wanted more of the dinner plates. And the guy said, I'm sorry, ma'am, in that set, those are the serving plates. So what she thought, and there were these teeny plates, and she thought, these are what they ate dinner off of? And he said, exactly.
Yeah.
So back then, when you filled your plate, you were filling a plate that was a polite little
maybe
plate.
Maybe that's what I need to
and
do.
And now we have, you
get
go
a,
to all
get
of
a
garden.
9-inch plate. When
exactly.
I was a kid, everybody had 9-inch plates. Now we all have 12-inch plates, and the stuff slops over the side. We've got to eat less.
And
we're eating 20% more, and we're 20% fatter. Is that a good idea? No.
And look at the juice glasses that we have now. You've got these 12, 14, 16-ounce juice glasses where before, remember, that's Coach, a juice glass?
Yeah.
How big was it?
4 ounces.
Yeah.
A dollar.
Exactly.
A little 4
but
ounces.
What about those
great
super
idea,
size sodas, right? You know,
oh,
everybody's
please.
Doing the
sodas.
Super. Yeah. That's. I mean.
Here's a great idea if you like. Quit eating juice. Certainly quit eating sodas. Don't drink any more sugar, fat. You know, a good size soda has 16 teaspoons full of sugar in it. I mean, that's just crazy. And when you use juice instead of whole fruit, you grind it all up and you get rid of the fiber. The fiber is what makes it go through your body slowly and avoid the sugar spikes and the insulin spikes. Big deal. Juices, especially those darned old the smoothies and the alleged sports drinks. Don't do it. Eat the food. Drink the water.
Well, I think
I think
that's all right. Listen to the Kim Bacano Show here on Saturday morning. Saturday morning, right here on KVTA 1590 a.m. But, you know, I think most of this thing is how we psychologically look at food. I mean, seriously, I think we, a lot of us, and I'll point the finger at me, I look at food as kind of a reward, and I've got to manage that. Right, Doc?
So true. It's, we all do that. You know, I travel a lot and give speeches and all that kind of stuff, and you've had a long day, and you flew to so-and-so, you gave a heck of a speech, and now, by gosh, it's the only reward you get on the road, you know? You sit down and woof down some big meal, have a martini, eat the bread, blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. I do it all the time, but it's a terrible idea.
But okay, so there's that. Thank you for being honest. And then those kinds of foods make us, for whatever, feel better. I don't know what goes on in the brain, but some endorphins are released differently when you eat great sourdough versus whatever you're eating, the bird seed stuff you're eating.
You bet. I mean, there's nothing that tastes better than a great baguette. I tell you, I love it. But you got to change. You just plain do. When you know what goes on inside your body, when you eat all that white bread, when you know about the sugar spikes, when you know about the insulin spikes, when you know about the tragedies. Wait, 37% of the people in this country are pre-diabetic. Did you guys know that? Think about that. Pre-diabetic. That means we're starting to not be able to handle the sugar in our bodies. Everything that you eat almost turns to sugar when you metabolize it. And we're starting not to be able to handle the sugar. It's starting to build up. That leads to diabetes, which is one of the worst things that can happen to anybody. They start cutting your feet off. You don't want that. And 37% of us are pre-diabetic because we're eating white bread and pasta and pizza and white rice and sugar. No, no, no.
So everything white, if we could, I mean, that's one of the things they talk about. Get it all out of your, you know, out of your diet.
Two things. If you get rid of the darn old white stuff, which I adore, but if you get rid of that and develop a new relationship with vegetables, eat them enough so you kind of like them. Cook them if you cook them yourself. Cook them so they taste good and think, hey, these are terrific. Learn to like vegetables. Make yourself do it. And get over your passion for white bread, which I just am crazy about.
I love it. You know what?
You gotta change your relationship with vegetables. That's a big one. You gotta learn to make that.
I love vegetables, so that's easy for me.
You gotta quit thinking about meat as the central piece on your plate. It ain't that way. Think about the good veg as being the main.
But I think tying weight loss to a higher purpose is probably the smartest way to get some pounds off, don't you think? In other words,
I don't know much about that.
Well, Kim is a hair therapist, so you do ladies that are getting married, and what do they do? They somehow, they're going to get married in 3 months, and they lose 15 pounds, right?
Correct.
Yes,
and
they
tie that weight loss to a bigger purpose.
Right. So they're excited, and they're waiting for that day, right? And that's why they do it, instead of doing it to be healthy, right?
Yep.
To live better.
Here's another great tip in that same direction. Exercise is the flywheel of the good life. Everybody who keeps weight off and successfully does it with exercise, almost. It's an amazing thing. It's also one of the things you can just consciously do. You make up your mind, you do it. You can't just make up your mind about food, just you forget what you made up your mind about and so on. But if you get up every morning, 6 days a week, head out the door, do 4 days of aerobics, 2 days of strength training, it'll profoundly change your weight and everything else.
You know, a tip here, and I'm the last guy that'd be giving tips on weight loss, but I downloaded this pedometer thing on my iPhone, and I use it. I mean, just...
Oh, that's a good app, right?
Well, it's a great app, and just what Chris said, you start walking, and just the therapy, being with yourself, walking outside, this is how you get started, Chris, right?
And it's a motivator. It keeps trying. The good ones tell you, hey, listen, you're falling behind. Get moving, buddy. Come on. Get up. Stand up. The good ones motivate you. There's a Nike one. It costs $1 million, but it's a really pretty good gadget.
What are some foods we can eat for energy? Because I want to exercise.
Oreo
cookies. I want
cookies.
To exercise. I really need it. So what are some natural foods I can start the day off with instead of coffee?
Here's
and
some big news.
Vitamin.
Now, okay, for breakfast, it's a great idea to have that ground. It's a great idea to cook whole wheat. You know, get some Quaker.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Okay, one of the things that I've learned actually from another guest on my show is to drink water right when you wake up.
I drink a whole bottle of water.
Yeah.
Take my blood pressure medication, and then I follow it with a cup of coffee and a multivitamin.
There you go.
That's my breakfast.
It doesn't hurt my feelings, but I wouldn't bother. I just make sure I eat right.
Okay.
I don't think that makes sense.
I love it.
But
all
eat right. Get those cooked eggs. Do some cooking. Cook some whole oats.
Okay.
Have some stuff that doesn't have any added sugar in it, you know?
There you go.
Thank you.
Gets you a great
Chris,
start.
Where do we find your book?
You're good.
Thank you.
Chris, where do we find your book?
Young Next Year is one, and Thinner This Year is the new one. It's terrific. Get it on Amazon. Get it everywhere you look. It's all over the place.
Well, thank you so much again, Chris
Sorry
Crowley.
Sorry to be so didactic, but I'm full of beans this morning.
I love it. All right. You are listening.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Feel better. Bye. And all right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Coach, what do you think?
1590.
There you go. All right. Give us a call right now. What are we going to give away, Spence?
I think we should roll over to some tickets for Glenn Miller. That Ooh. Sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to swing literally Glenn Miller at the Thousand Pacific Arts Plaza.
All you have to be to go see Glenn Miller. Are we too young, you and I?
I am.
Well, the deal is you can go see Mozart, right? And nobody's
I know.
I love Mozart.
It's good music. It's that's the whole deal.
There you
trombones,
go.
Glenn Miller, trombones.
Right.
There you go.
He was the leader.
805-419-0008. Give us your name, your number, and say Glenn Miller, and leave us your email.
Glenn Miller. I'd love to go to that.
We will get back with you, and we'll be right back.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Francis Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for your calls. And again, get your call in at 805-419-0008. You will be entered to win all these great things that we're giving away. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Coach here. We've got Cheryl. We've got Spence. And our next guest is Julie Doring. And she is talking about 100%. You formula. I love it. She's been Napa Women of the Year.
Wow.
And she's got some really great leadership, but she has an interesting health story that we're going to talk about. So I'm so glad that you're here with us. Let's welcome Julie Doring. Julie, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thank you. It's so nice to be on your show.
Thank you. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote your book and who you are.
Thank you, Kim. You know, like probably many of your listeners, I have had a very difficult life. I survived the atomic bomb testing in the Nevada desert, had 17 surgeries, multiple cancers, died a couple of times, and was in a wheelchair for a year, told I would never walk without cane and unbearable pain. And
I'm so sorry to hear that, first of all, but where are you today?
I discovered the human design and how to regenerate myself, so I am in perfect health.
I love that because I really believe that your mind is so powerful that you can, you're talking about cancer. That's a big thing right there. You're talking about all these different things that you've gone through. Tell us what do we do?
Well, I mean, it does. You're absolutely right when you say it begins with the mind. If you can't imagine it, it can't happen.
Mm.
And so you're absolutely right. You have to be able to imagine it, and then you can step into action. And like I did, I went into my garden and got the downloads, and now I've actually created this book for you to start really sourcing your human design and healing yourself from the inside out. And in my companion books, I have the 100% You formula, and literally just got up online this morning, the second book, which is the companion book, Your Divine Human Blueprint, shows you the way.
Wow.
The 100% You book teaches you about the blueprint and teaches you how to access the quantum field to start regenerating yourself.
Okay, so what is the cellular quantum mechanics?
Cellular quantum mechanics. It's the oldest. It's our pure, perfect design. Quantum is the field that allows us to regenerate that we all have access to. Cellular, our body is cellular. Cellular quantum mechanics, it's the tools and techniques to regenerate the body from the inside out. Literally, a client, Carolyn, was carried into me, had her colon removed, and was dying from 7 infections. The Stanford doctors could not help her, told her, plan your services, you have days to live. I was able to remove the infections with this cellular quantum mechanics and grow her colon back so she no longer has a colostomy bag. She's living a normal life.
Can you grow hair back? That's that's what we're looking for this morning. On the Kim Pagano Show, I'm your coach. So, first of all, my favorite name is Julie, and we're talking to Julie Renee Dorain. Are you up in Napa this morning?
I live south of Napa. Thank you. I'm in San Rafael.
Oh, okay. I know San Rafael. I love San Rafael. So I love your little chapter on juice, your juice. So let's get to what lights you up, what motivates you, what's your big. So this is the weekend here in Ventura County, California. So we're on Saturday morning. You're listening to us early. So here's a great opportunity. And I know this sounds trite, but Julie, people can start their lives over today, can't they?
Today is the day. You should. You should just begin each day as if it were your first day and live it as if it is, you know, if you live it like it's your last and it's precious and you live it like it's your
Don't say that, because if I lived it like my last, I think I'd be at a fast food restaurant. No, don't say
well,
that.
So what do we do? What is your juice?
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's the what you're here for, your mission, your desire, your passion. And I was going to finish that with live it as if it's your first and your last, because your first is an awe and wonder. And your last is like you're going to get everything in. And you do that every day. But your juice is like, you know, what lights you up? Why are you here? And every single person on the planet has a mission. We're here to do something. We're here to love and be loved and to make magic and to have fun and contribute. So that's, you know.
Let's ask him, Julie. Why are you here? What lights you up?
Gosh, what lights me up? I love inspiring people and making them look good, feel good, do good. I love meeting new people. I love to find out what their journey is. And I'm happy. I love being here every day. I wake up with another gift. That's what inspires me. How about you, Coach?
I think my purpose is to, I've been given so many gifts like Julie has, that if I can improve, if I can create value in somebody else's life because of something I say or do, that's pretty good. If I can leave somebody better off than when they met me, that's pretty good.
I like it. I like it a lot. Cheryl?
I just think my mission is to fulfill my spiritual purpose and to get further into that and find out, discover it more deeply every day, and just to give back and to feed as many people as I can in any way that I can, water as many people as I can, and be a motivation to be happy.
What about
find
you,
some
Julie?
Joy.
What about you, Julie, Renee? What's your purpose?
I'm a witness to all of you, and you're amazing. I really feel like I was put on this earth to bring the information of how to regenerate the body into the world. So you are my mission.
Wow.
Nice. I love it. And you put it into words. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with Julie Renee Dorain, and we're talking about her book, 100% You Formula. 100% You Formula. Do you think other people in the world, in your everyday, influence who you are?
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. You want to hang out with people who inspire you, who touch you, who light you up, and, you know, soften the relationship with the people who are really a drag every moment of every day and unwilling to take coaching. If they're willing to take coaching, that's another thing. But if they're just going to stay in the muddle, then just soften those relationships and
move
really,
on.
You know, be with the people who, you know, enliven you and bring you your light and shine forth.
Julie, I want to go back to you said that you actually helped this lady that came to you. How did you do it? What, tell us about the story. What did you do?
Literally using the, I have a technique, and by the way, it's on a video on my website, free. There's no charge for it. It's called the quantum pump. And I use that quantum pump to remove the death energy from her body, 18 inches of black death from her body. And then over a period of time, I was able to grow back the cells of her body using that particular technique, using her original master stem cell, which no longer was on a physical plane, but still existed in her blueprint. And I brought that into a physical reality, and we've been able to grow back her colon, we've been able to grow back the cells, and how that all comes about is using this quantum pump technique.
So you're replacing death cells with life cells, life energy.
Actually, there are no cells.
So what are you replacing, death with life, the energy?
We took the death energy out of her body, but in this case, where yes, we activate the life of the cells that are still remaining.
And that's what promotes the regrowth and the regeneration.
Yeah, and there's this concept that's kind of hard to grasp, but there's a blueprint that exists. Even if something is surgically removed, the blueprint is still there, not in physical form.
As its original form is always there, you're saying.
It's there. Mm-hmm. And even if all the cells were removed because it was surgically removed, it exists. And if we use the quantum pump, we can bring it back.
Bring it back into manifestation.
We can, yeah.
Well, so, Julie, I guess I'm still confused. How do we regenerate the body?
Well, it starts with what we think and the ability to believe that it can happen.
You have to think differently. It's just what it's hard. It's a hard concept for people that don't understand how the mind works.
Yeah.
Julie does. Julie Renee.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So where should we start? I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that have sleep disorders.
Yes.
Can you help that?
Yes, absolutely. The sleep disorders, there's two or three main players. There's the pineal gland, which gets tricked a lot of times when we're on computers. The computer light of the computer prevents the pineal gland from releasing melatonin if we're looking at the computer at night. So we never have the release of melatonin, which is a sleep hormone. A second one is adrenal distress, and adrenals will wake you up over and over again. And so that's regenerating the adrenals to 100%.
Wow.
And, you know, just healthy habits. There's things that we do what we're mildly unconscious of, or a lot unconscious of, how we live our daily life and what we're putting in our body before it's time for sleep.
It's
so
that,
all of that
food, that coffee, right? All that stuff.
But it's a part of your life. You have to look forward to sleeping like you look forward to getting married or getting up in the morning or exercising. It's a part of your life, and you have to plan for it.
Oh, my God. I love that you say that. And if you even think that just if you would just take your bedroom and just make it a sleep haven and take everything else out. Take the books out, and the movies out, and
the TV
out, and
whoa.
That's in there.
Slow down, girl.
My
we're not taking. Slow down. We're not taking the TV out.
Wait, I go. Do you fall asleep with your remote in your hand?
I go to.
So does
that
my
remote
husband.
Is never more
on.
Than 8 inches from
you
my hand.
You go to sleep with your TV
with
on
the TV
too?
On. I only turn the volume down.
ESPN.
Oh my god.
If I had your show, if I go to sleep with a Kim Pagano show, I would do that.
See, there you go.
But you know. I Julie's right. Within, I would say, minutes, I'm turning the TV off. Just before I know I'm...
Oh, you turn it off. My husband listens to it
no,
in his sleep.
But Julie's point is, well, taking that light, it's very difficult to have a sound sleep. Right, Julie?
It is. And, you know, honestly, there's something... I know that a lot of people use the TV as kind of a tranquilizer to lull them to sleep, and it works because it puts you into a trance and turns off one of your brain waves.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to go to sleep with one of your brainwaves off?
I love it. Julie Doring, where do we find out more about you?
JulieRenee.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. 100% you formula. I mean, it's really making the best of who you are, right?
Can I say this? Because I don't say it to everybody. I like her book.
Yeah.
Really.
No,
it's this is a book that's easy.
I'm going to read it and definitely, you know.
Can we have her back?
Yeah. Let's have you back, Julie. And I'd love you. Do you have another book that you just got up, right?
It's just up on Kindle, and it'll be in a physical form in 3 weeks. I'd love to come back.
You got it. All right. Julie Renee Doering. We're at the end of our show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'm awake.
There you go. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. If you missed any part of our show or you want to know about any of our guests, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, you can call us at 419-0008 and like us on Facebook. I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Pretend that every single person you meet has a sign around his or her neck that says, "Make me feel important." Not only will you succeed in sales, you will succeed in life. With that, remember our 2 o'clock show today from 2 to 3. And
I'm on it.
Yeah.
And you know what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about fulfilling your dream, that life's not over. You can, today, Saturday, you can get your dream started, and I'm going to talk about why most people give up on their dreams.
Yeah.
And it's one weird, word,
there it
fear.
Is. There you go. And is fear holding you back? We're going to talk about that. Cheryl Spence,
thank you.
Thank you so much, and go have a really great day, and I'll talk to you later.